The house my family lives in, my dad bought in what I'd like to call his fourth midlife crisis. The first was the Xbox, which he played all the time. One time, he yelled up from the basement, like, to my sister, we'd be forced to play, "Lauren, come help me kill these aliens!" To which she responds, "Dad, I'm doing my homework." To which he responds, "I'm paying for your school." Anyways, the second was a bigger TV for the Xbox, then a car, because that's generic. The fourth was a bigger house to put all these things in. And the cool thing about this house was that the entire front was all windows, so essentially we lived in a glass house. So what they say about glass houses is that you shouldn't throw stones in them. That was like never really a problem. I think the saying should probably go, people in glass houses have really good views. Yeah. Both naturally and of your neighbors. We had really good views of our neighbors. We learned a lot about them. My family has a history of being kind of nosy. Like my parents, when they first met, they were both RAs, and my dad, for some weird reason, can't smell pot, so he'd take my mom on dates, and they would go around the dorm, and my mom would be like, "I smell it," and then he'd make her like run around the corner, and he'd be like, "You guys need to stop doing that." And so that continued on, and my mom still is like a little nosy. Like when we were in LA on a family trip, we bought a map of the stars, and she likes watching the Osbournes at the time. And we went to their house, and my mom tried to go in, and they turned the sprinklers on her. Sorry, Mom. Anyway, so in the context of that, we now have this house. And it's really great, because we're like, oh, so-and-so didn't go to work today. And then so-and-so definitely drove home drunk last night. The funny thing was they drove home drunk in a red convertible and didn't put the top back up. And we live in Seattle. That sucks. There were other things like, you know, we were getting really good at like spying, not spying, being aware of things. We totally called our neighbor's divorce. And the other one, which is actually kind of cool, my sister discovered that there was like petty crime going on of people siphoning gas on the street, which is a really weird crime, but like low stakes and like modest rewards. Anyways, we have a lock on our car gasket now. So in the context of all that, one day I'm sitting at home in front of the windows, clearly it's nighttime. And like these six cop cars roll up. One's going the wrong way up the street, and I'm like, oh my God. Like, this is good. Okay. And they're shining these high beams on the house directly across the street, which is where the music producers live. And all of a sudden, like, tons of cops come out and they run up to our porch and they have big guns. I don't know guns, but these are big guns. If you're in a glass house, you have to answer the door. So so I answered the door, and he's like, "Have you seen anything suspicious today?" And I was like, "No, I haven't." And he's like, "Okay, stay away from the windows." And I'm like, "Okay." But the truth is, I physically and emotionally cannot do that. Because I am my parents' daughter, and we are all there, and we are all going to each window individually. I go up to my room because I'm like on the second floor and I have a great vantage point. All of a sudden, you know, like all the cops are on their own cop cars, like aiming guns. They had a formation. They all have shields and they're like marching down the street. It's 2x4 or 3, I don't really remember. I don't know guns and I don't know numbers. But anyways, they're marching down the street and they go to the house. They throw in smoke bombs through the window. They break the window. It's really serious. And then they break down the door. Oh my God. Oh my God. This is the juiciest thing that's like happened since the siphon gas. And they go in And there's these moments where they're just shining the lights around, and then all of a sudden, they come out, and there's this woman draped in, like, a towel, and they, like, slowly escort her into, like, into the cop car. And that's when we found out that our neighbors were not music producers, but drug dealers. And we were not that good at being aware, apparently. So yeah, I guess the moral of the story is that people who live in glass houses aren't as good at being nosy as they think they are. But my mom, I think, has a better moral for glass houses, which is that people in glass houses should wear pants. Woo!